My name is Kevin Carroll, and I'm the director of the Oakland Men's Center with Teen Challenge. And we are blessed to be here on behalf of Teen Challenge of the South Bay and East Bay. This is our first time here, hopefully not our last. And we hope tonight that you are blessed by the ministry of Teen Challenge. Teen Challenge began in 1958. A gentleman by the name of David Wilkerson was burdened by the Lord to reach out to the gangs and the drug addicts in New York City. And what he found is once they gave their life to Christ, sometimes they would go back to the muck and mire that they had been pulled out of. So God burdened David Wilkerson to start a home, a discipleship home, called Teen Challenge. Now that was in 1958, and today there are over 300 centers across the world in the United States. And tonight, you have the pleasure of meeting some of the students from the local centers here in the local South Bay and East Bay area. We have some men from the Oakland Men's Center located at 90th and Bancroft in East Oakland. We have some women and children from the Asbury Family Center. And we also have some women from the Alum Rock Women and Children's Center. Now, there are two other centers that are not represented here tonight. We just began a men's home in Las Vegas. And praise God, that home is full with eight men right now. And they are doing a program called Search and Rescue, where they go out in the streets and the alleys of Las Vegas, and they're literally pulling these men into the program. Don't you know the Bible says to compel men to come? Well, the police stopped them one night and said, "What are you doing in this alley?" And they told them they were bringing people to Jesus and getting their lives straight. And the police said, "Tell you what, this is like one of the worst neighborhoods in Las Vegas. There are more stabbings in this area of town than we can take care of. So next time you go out, what we're going to do is we're going to go with you and give you protection because we believe in what you're doing." And that's just a great testimony. And that's been open now for 4 months. And we also have an adolescent boys center in Sparks, Nevada. And you're a little bit later, you're going to be seeing a video. There's a huge burden on our hearts here, Teen Challenge, to open an adolescent girls center for runaways and for prostitutes. There's such a need out there to reach out, and so be in prayer with us about that. And like I said, later there'll be a video that will give you more information about that. There's three ways you can get involved with Teen Challenge. First, and very importantly, is prayer. The men and women going through Teen Challenge need prayer. How many know it's not easy to change? Even for us who are not in Teen Challenge, it's not easy to change. But as a director, it is a blessing to see a man or a woman come into the program and to be changed by Christ. And that truly is the reason for the success of Teen Challenge, is the change that Jesus does in men and women. So please pray for the ministry of Teen Challenge. Secondly, by volunteering some of your time. Now, you're a little far from Oakland, unless you commute up there, but you're really close to two centers locally, the San Jose centers. I know that it would speak huge volumes to the students if you were able to give up some of your time. Maybe go by and cook a meal, maybe drive. There's a lot of things you could do. They pass out a brochure. It's got the main office number in San Jose. That's 408-445-0661. Call and maybe volunteer some of your time. That would be a huge blessing. We do have, if there's any golfers in the house, we do have a golf tournament coming up to benefit the South Bay. It's going to be May 9th, and there'll be information about that also. Lastly, financial support. It costs approximately $1,200 for one man or one woman to go through the program Teen Challenge. Now, we are not state-funded, government-funded. We don't receive any money that way. We basically rely on the Lord and faith. We also have work-study programs and fundraising programs that we do. But generally, most of the money comes from private donations and from churches. So if you feel inclined by the Holy Spirit to give to the ministry of Teen Challenge, I want to say a special thank you because it's those gifts that keep our doors open. Approximately, we have 40 men in the program right now in Oakland, and we are praying about expanding because I got 7 calls this week from men wanting to get in the program. We just have no room. So be in prayer that we can expand the ministry of Teen Challenge so we can help more lives. And most importantly, if you know somebody who needs the ministry of Teen Challenge, the services of Teen Challenge, please do not hesitate to contact us. That is what we're here for. Tonight, I hope you're encouraged, you're challenged, but most importantly, changed. And it's only through the power of Jesus Christ that anybody can be changed. And so tonight, I want to present to you the ministry of Teen Challenge through song and through testimony. God bless you.
Hi. Even as Christians, we all go through struggles, but we find it comforting to know that this is just our temporary home.
Sometimes I feel like I'm just walking around with my head up in the clouds. I'm steady moving, but I'm not gaining ground. Heading the wrong way in the crowd. Then I remember I'm not part of this world. I'm moving higher each day. Upward mobility sounds mighty good to me, and I can't wait to get away. Problems of life, don't you let them get you down. Just look to Jesus, you will not be denied. He'll move you up to higher ground. You just remember you are a child of the King, and you're an heir to the throne.
I am 25 years old. I was born in the Philippines. My real parents, my dad was very abusive. He was alcoholic. I was rejected when I was young. And my mom was never there. I was living on the street when I was five, and living in the police found me and took me to the orphanage. And that's when my missionary mom, adopted mom, came and got me. And there again, I was abused. Growing up in a Christian home, I hated God. I had nothing to do with him. And I was very rebellious, I'll tell you that. I was really, really rebellious. And here I am in Teen Challenge. I mean, I met my husband, and here I am in Teen Challenge to grow. Learn to forgive, learn to have a soft heart for both of my families. God has really shown me so much that he's there, he's real. He's never left me, no matter what I went through. And he's always there.
Hi, I'm Jacob Dixon. I was born in North Carolina. And my family consists of a brother and a sister, my mom and dad. My dad was an alcoholic. He shot himself in front of me when I was in the first grade. He didn't die, but I think his alcohol progressed more after that. And then I got in trouble a lot in school. And my desire was to graduate from high school and go to college one day. And when I was 12 years old, I was sexually abused. It ruined my life. And then I turned to drugs, got on drugs, and then started selling a lot of drugs and got in a lot of trouble, got felonies, quit school. And then I met my wife. We had two kids. And I come to Teen Challenge to get off drugs and to rebuild my life. Since then, God is teaching me how to be a father that my father wasn't for me. And he's teaching me how to be a husband that he wasn't for my mother. And I thank God for that. And we stand on one verse. It's Isaiah 42:16. I will lead the blind by ways they have not known. Along unfamiliar paths I will guide them. I will turn the darkness into light before them. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake them. Thanks.
Amen.
You know, it amazes me that no matter where we're at in our life, God is always there. He never leaves us. And no matter what we're going through, His love is constantly pouring out into our lives. He never stops loving us. And this next song is called It Amazes Me. Into my life, yeah, and I'll never know how deep the river flows, but I know what I feel deep inside. I know
that you love me,
you walk with me
day and night,
and I know
that you love me.
I'm so amazed.
Oh, oh,
I'm so amazed. It amazes me how your love flows into my life. Yeah. And I'll never know how deep the river flows, but I know what I feel deep inside.
I know that you love me,
you walk with me
day and night,
and I know
that you love me.
I'm so amazed.
Oh, oh.
I'm so amazed.
Every grown man to their knees. Open up my eyes, Lord, help me to see. How is it that you, such a holy one, can look down at me and send your only son? There's not enough breath left in my chest to express how thankful I am that just for me you became a man to set me free from the pain and the shame of man. You take my hand when I lose control. You renew my mind and you soothe my soul. You make me whole when I fall to pieces. I stretch out my arms and I call to Jesus.
It amazes me how your love flows into my life. Yeah. And I'll never know how deep the river flows, but I know what I feel deep inside.
I know that you love me.
You walk with me
day and night,
and I know
that you love me.
I'm so amazed.
Oh, oh, I'm so amazed.
I know
that you love me.
You walk with me
day and night,
and I know.
I know.
My name's David, and I'm 23 years old. I came to Teen Challenge 3 years ago, just completely broken and in desperate need of a touch from God. I was raised by a Christian mother. I was raised in the church, but as you guys know, that just because you're in a church doesn't mean that your life is perfect. And one of my earliest childhood memories was of being sexually abused by a family member. And it was a thought that had played over and over again in my head growing up, and really had a damaging effect on my life. At an early age, my dad had an alcohol problem and was consistently going in and out of jail. And at the age of 10, my dad was removed from our family, taken to prison for the rest of my teenage years until I would become 22 years old. And my mom was left with me and my brother to raise us by herself. And being the older brother, I felt like I needed to take on a certain responsibility in the family, and it caused me to bury as much stuff as possible so that I could be a good kid and be that son that my mom needed me to be, and the brother that my brother needed me to be. And when I got into high school, all that stuff that I'd been burying for so many years and keeping inside, finally one day just, you know, it can't stay there. And I got hooked up with some people that were using, and I started using methamphetamines, and it was really cool because I could just do whatever I wanted. I had no feelings about anything, you know, no hurt, no nothing. I just did my drug and was happy. And that lasted for about 3 years, and my mom decided one day that she was going to give me a choice. She told me, you know, I raised you the right way. You can either get right or you can take your addiction somewhere else. And I did what I thought was right, and I moved out and moved into a crack house, and my life just went downhill from there. And I came to a point one day when I looked at my life and I said, this is going to be it for the rest of my life. Every day I'm going to do the same exact thing, and it's not going to change, and I don't want to live that way. I mean, I was raised, and I knew the goodness of God, and I knew that He had been tugging at my heart, and I knew it was something that I wanted. And when I found out about Teen Challenge, I came in the next day, and God immediately took charge of my life and began to clean things out. And Teen Challenge provided a place where I could come and lay aside everything that was going on in my life, you know, forget about everything and deal with my life, my issues, and my relationship with Jesus Christ. And when I built that relationship with Jesus Christ, I started to see the change take place in my life. And I completed the program last year, or graduated the program after doing a 6-month internship, and I work for the program now. And it is a blessing to work in ministry and to take what God has given me and my testimony, and to be able to turn that back around and help other brothers and sisters in Christ who are trying to make the same change. And it's amazing how far God will take you when you just say, Lord, here's my life, take it. And it's yours, every last bit of it. And I've truly been amazed. The scripture that I stand on is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He will be faithful to direct your path. And I found that to be just so true in my life. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Susana, and I'm 18 years old. I was born in Salvador, and when I was 3 years old, my dad and my mom decided to have a better life, and they came to the United States, and they left me with my grandma for 9 years. During those 9 years, they got separated, and I never understood what they left me. Thank God that my grandma took good care of me. She sent me to a Catholic school, and I learned about God, but there were like stories in the Bible. And one day I wrote a letter to my dad asking him, why did they leave me? I was feeling like they didn't care about me. And thank God that that little touch my dad's heart, and he brought me here to live with my mom and my sister. I was just like 12 years old, the first time that I see my mother. It was hard for me to live with her because I was missing my grandma. And I started going to school, and I have to make new friends, and it was a different language. And when I started going to high school, I was 15 years old, and I started using drugs, cocaine, smoking pot, drinking, because I was curbing my pain for my grandma. She was my mother. I started running away from home, and I didn't care what my family think about me. I was hurting myself. And one day I came back home after 3 months, and my dad took me to a counselor, and the counselor told me about Teen Challenge. I have been in Teen Challenge for 10 months, and I have learned so many things. God has taught me how much he loved me and how much he cared about me, and he's always there no matter what. I'm learning how to forgive and how to trust in him day by day. And he's everything for me. Thank you.
You know, it says in the Bible that eye hasn't seen, and ear hasn't heard, and it hasn't entered the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those that love him. But he's revealed them to us by his Spirit. And even with those small revelations that we get every now and then of what heaven's going to be like, we still can't imagine what's really going to be like. This song is called I Can Only Imagine.
I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine.
Will I fall? Will I stand? of these students up here are alive that are saved because people that cared enough about them to believe that the Lord can change them. And I'm one of those people. I came here 4 years ago, and the Lord's changed me so much. I've been going to college, and I've been directing the choir and serving the Lord, and it's incredible to see what the Lord's done in even my family. And we've got a men's center, a women and children's center, a family center, and an adolescent boys center. One of our projects we're doing right now, as Kevin Carroll had announced, we're having a golf tournament, and that's one of the ways that the students raise monies to get through the program when they don't have anything else. And our second project is an adolescent girls center. We have many opportunities for you guys to help. You can pray. We need prayer to get this house started for these girls. There's so many girls on the street. I know each one of us knows people that are either in drugs or in bondage or in sin. And I know there's a lot of girls, and you're going to see a girl on this video. It's for our adolescent center, actually, we've been working on. And she's an incredible girl. I went to pick her up. Her name's Natalie. And everything in her life, she's had no foundation. She was molested by her brother and her father and has known no love. And, you know, those are the kind of girls I want to reach out to. And I know those are the girls that the Lord wants us to reach out to. So I hope you guys would be in prayer about this center with us, because prayers just, I know that that's why I'm here, because I had a praying mother and I had people praying for me. And the Lord's faithful. He hears his children. And we hope that you guys will just have this on your hearts and be praying for it. We just want to thank you for, Pastor, especially for allowing us to come in and minister to you guys and share our hearts with you guys. It's awesome that you guys allowed us to come in. I want to thank you for that.
I thank the Lord that no matter whether you're rich or poor, young or old, there comes that one moment in time that we need to confess our sins to the Lord, and that He is no respecter of persons. Amen.
Amen.
It's when we come to Him and we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. Well, our God is so faithful. Not only does He forgive us, but He forgets about them, and He throws them into the sea of forgetfulness. I stand before you guilty and unworthy. How can I be forgiven and holy?
And I know I break your heart, but you promised I could start all over, and all the things I've done, you place them each and every one into the sea of forgetfulness. You placed all of
your unfailing love that covers.
trust you enjoyed that ministry tonight, the testimonies of changed lives, of men and women who were bound and entered Teen Challenge and found Jesus Christ who set them free. And seeing the testimonies of families who were husbands and wives both bound up and coming to Christ at Teen Challenge and the change that you have heard tonight. And that's what Teen Challenge is all about. And, you know, one of the most profound things to me about Teen Challenge is how successful this ministry is in comparison to other programs around the country. Teen Challenge is the most successful program in the world. 86% who go through the program never go back again to drugs or alcohol ever again. 86 out of 100 who go through the whole year-long program never go back. And that to me is just beyond my understanding. Because how can somebody who is messed up and dysfunctional and a burden to society, doing horrible sins to themselves and other people, how can they all of a sudden just change? It's beyond the scope of man's ability to understand that. And but you and I know what the source of that is. The source of that change is in Jesus Christ. It's when somebody comes to the end of themselves and acknowledges that they need something bigger than them, someone more powerful than them. And a simple thing called dealing with the sin issue begins a path that goes beyond our ability. I think about my own life, how 28 years ago last month was when I entered Teen Challenge. 28 years ago, I entered the program. Just a young 18-year-old, addicted to shooting up with needles and wanting to commit suicide to end the problem and getting rid of all my problems, thinking about suicide. Somebody came and told me about this program called Teen Challenge. And I entered the program just sick and tired of everything, just so fed up with my life, looking for something to make me better and something to help me be a decent person. And when I came into the program, they told me about Jesus Christ, the message that has been so well known in America for years. And drugs and alcohol and crime and gangs, these are rooted in sin. And these sins are destroying the fabric of our society. But over the last 35 years or better, Teen Challenge has been successful in taking lives that are like that and seeing them turned around. And Teen Challenge in Northern California is doing it with men and women and families and youth and children. And it's because of Jesus Christ, God is using Teen Challenge to reach people that are unreachable, seeing them, seeing their lives changed, turned around, and so that they're productive people in society. What the enemy meant for evil, the Lord meant for good. What Satan came to steal, kill, and destroy, God came to give us life, and life more abundantly. And tonight you've heard testimonies of changed lives that have experienced abundant life through accepting Jesus Christ as their Savior. So we thank you tonight for letting us come. We trust that you've been touched and ministered to, and we were able to minister to you, and we trust that you have received ministry by allowing us to come. We thank you very much. Pastor, would you come and close the service as you see fit?
Always close my sermon with one text that will wrap up the sermon. I never tell them at the beginning so they can put the offering and all of these things, but otherwise they will leave. But if I have to close tonight, I think God gave us Hebrews 7 and verse 25. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost. Very clear. They come unto God by him, seeing he ever lives to make intercession for us. 11,000 miles from here, there is a place. There's no call, teen challenge, but the government of Argentina trying to cope with the greatest problem with drugs and alcohol and all kinds of problems on the street, and they failed. And so they call a private institution. The parents were sick and tired. What can we do? And then they have a place outside Buenos Aires, about 80 kilometers. And then, not by accident, but by God's choice, my wife's sister, who is an artist, loved people, and she went over there and started teaching the people how to improve their life by become artists and become workers with their hand. And she asked permission to share God's word. And by sharing God's word, God has multiplied that work. I chose to support that work. And now she has another opportunity to minister to those who leave the compound, now go into the world. And so she had the opportunity to lead them into different churches and into different places. Tonight, you brought me a little light of what's going on. Martha came here last year and talked to us. And we have, you know, when people talk to you, you have an idea of what's going on. But when you see it in life, and she tells me, so I will mail you the testimonies. Is it in cassettes? You listen in Spanish. It will be. It breaks your heart, she said, when you hear those people lost completely with no hope, and then coming to God with the strength, and become men and women useful to society, and so much that the government put their hands off and let the private institution to handle the whole situation. You people are doing a great job, and you are the fruit of Christ's death on the cross and resurrection. And we all, in one sense, are like you. You are no worse than us. We are no better than you. We are all the same. We were lost and blind and dead, and God saved us. I was a soccer player at an early age in my life, very early, which ruins your life, because money will draw all through you. But my grandmother, I have a godly grandmother who prayed. And at age of 17, before going into professional soccer with a very good team in Argentina called Boca Junior, then the Lord saved me. And then together with that, God brought me a girl that I married 7 years later. And they have a godly home. I went to visit Raquel an hour earlier so that I can sit with her mother and be bathed by the glory of God. She loved the book of Ezekiel, and she will read from the book of Ezekiel and get it into my head. Not knowing myself that all my Bible reading from my Arabic grandmother, all the Bible reading the people were doing to me, will change my life and protect me from the worst sin a man can have, money that flows to you because you catch a ball. I tell you, God is good. God is good. So thank you for coming. This will not be the last time you come here, people. We will. I went to Auckland. Our man said, if you know where Auckland is, for 29 years, every Tuesday and Thursday, as was the pastor and director of Family Radio, the station that is there in 98th Street. And I broadcast the gospel in two or three different languages. So I know what it is to come from Auckland to here. I thank God I don't have to drive any longer there. But it's tough, though. It's tough. And I'm old now. Let's pray. Father, we have received the gift of seeing the work of Christ in the life of people. We saw it this morning in the life of our friend, and now we see it tonight in the life of many who have praised your name because you are a living God. God, give us wisdom and how to continue the Help to Teen challenge, and give us the challenge to dedicate ourselves in somewhere, in some manner, so that we can be of help to the cause of Christ. We have missionaries in all kinds of fields. We have a chaplain in the racing cars. And we have a sport ministry in San Jose to reach the young people. Lord, you use everything to bring glory to your name. Help us to be abundant in our help to them. Help us to give us the desire to be involved in the kingdom so that others may come to know you. Thank you, Lord, for their efforts. I'm very sure that there are moments that these people will not have this or will not have the other. Thank you, Lord, that we have a God who will supply our needs according to his abundant grace. Bless us as we fellowship. Bless the food that we're going to partake, and give us a wonderful relationship in the future. In Jesus we pray, amen. Thank you for coming. All right. Now the guests are first.